So, I gotta say this, and to I have to remind people. It doesn't hurt my feelings when you all get together in a group and you support each other. I saw this tweet by MJJ Justice Project, and they did a Love Train tweet, and they put a bunch of people on there, like a lot of people. And I paid attention to who was on that tweet. But I didn't pay attention to who wasn't on the tweet. I saw I wasn't on that tweet. And I have to tell you guys, I like how you stick together and you support each other. But when you don't include people like me who've had a huge influence on this fan base, you're proving true what I've always said about this fan base is there are a lot of racists, suspected racists, and a lot of suspected white supremacist racists. You're showing people that what I said is true. I have heard and seen a lot since I've been active on Twitter the last 4 years. And I've not seen one person that put in as much work as I have be treated like I have been treated. Not one fucking person. Do I feel bad about it? Do I complain about it? No. You have your cake and you eat it too. I see a lot of people still out here doing the same thing I do. Have your cake and eat it too. Because I know my reward, I'm already getting it. My reward came the day that I made that video. Because I stepped outside of my comfort zone and did what I had to do for Michael Jackson. And I'm still doing it. So that's my reward. So if you think you're doing something by not including me, by ostracizing me, I expect it. Because a lot of you don't know any better. A lot of you don't care. And I understand it. I don't excuse it. I don't condone it. But I understand it. And I expect it. I expect to be treated the way that I've been treated. I expect that when I've sent people DMs offering my services for them to tell me no. I already knew when I was turned down that people were going to turn me down. I already knew this because of who I am and the color of my skin. If I had never came on camera, if I had never showed my face, you would not know who I was. But suspected white supremacist racists always know who is white and who is non-white because they go by a fucking code. That's why I came out on the scene and I showed my face. I let you hear my voice. I put myself on video to let the white supremacists and racists know I fucking don't give a damn about what you think about me. And you ain't running shit over here. You remember that. You hold on to that. I depend on the real ones in this fan base to get shit done. And if ostracizing me makes you feel better, please continue doing that. Please continue doing that. Love to see it. Just had to let y'all know. Take care. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me.